Mount Allison University is starting its paving of the Lansdowne Field in downtown Sackville as early as next week. Tantramar Council heard Monday that a developer has applied to close down Lansdowne Street for the length of the field, starting Monday, March 31st and extending until June 30th. The paving of the Lansdowne Field is part of Mount Allison's major library renovation project. The new parking lot will allow the university to use its current Lansdowne parking lot as a staging area for the construction of a new temporary library across the street on the site of the old Allison Gardens hockey rink. The closure will run from Ford Lane to the Curling Club and will only apply to vehicle traffic and parking, and not pedestrians, said Public Works Director John Apple.
The reason for this is there will be many large trucks moving back and forth across the road perpendicular to traffic. There will be a lot of mud tracked back and forth, and it just from a safety perspective would be better if cars were not trying to interact with that traffic, with that construction traffic. Pedestrians, they're going to set it up that there's sufficient sight distance for pedestrians to be able to walk through safely. There will not be any availability of the on-street parking between Ford Lane and the curling rink driveway, but there would be outside those areas, even though it would be closed locally.
Apple said Mount Allison would be submitting a traffic control plan to the municipality and erecting signs to warn drivers about the closure. The closure will overlap with another downtown street closure to make way for the construction of a seven-story apartment building at York Street and Ford Lane, being built by developer John Lafford and AIL Group President Mike Wilson. Lafford and Wilson are asking to close off the sidewalk and on-street parking along York Street in front of what is now Bloom's and two neighboring properties that are now vacant. They have also asked to close part of Ford Lane and some of the parking surrounding the building site.
Access between the parking that's between the post office and Goya's to the back part of that parking lot would be maintained, although narrowed, and we'd have to adjust one or two parking stalls to make that happen. The proposal there is for that encroachment to be in place starting May 2025 and lasting for about 6 months. Once the developer gets into it, they'll reassess as to whether that's the right time frame for them or whether they may ask for more.
Apple said he did have concerns about the potential for the York and Ford closure to extend into winter and what that would mean for ice and snow clearing operations.
And in that scenario, we would need to have further conversations with the developer as to if they want to continue that, how that would happen safely and how that snow clearance would be done.
While the Lansdowne closure is slated to start next Monday, the York and Ford closure is not expected until May.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.